Sustainable Idaho is a collaboration between the Portneuf Resource Council and the ISU Sustainability Club.
Welcome to Sustainable Idaho, the show where we explore the economic, societal, and environmental implications of sustainability within Idaho. I'm Scott Greaves.
And I'm Rachel McGovern.
Over the last couple of weeks, Rachel and I have had the opportunity to sit down and talk to Rachel Brinkley and Camden Kay, graduate students at Idaho State University, about the ecological importance of salmon within Idaho. We also talked to Diana Yoop, a Native American interpreter and salmon expert, about the cultural significance of salmon to indigenous populations. You can listen back to these episodes at kisu.org.
Yeah, all of our guests have done a great job in illustrating why the topic of salmon should matter to Idahoans. But they have also shown us why the topic of salmon is representative of a bigger issue. In our first episode, we talked about the three pillars of sustainability, that being environmental protection, economic viability, and social equity. It is important to remember that sustainability cannot be reached without all three pillars.
Great point, Rachel. When Chris Brown explored this topic for Sustainable Idaho back in the summer, he focused on the financial side of the dams and the salmon to the Idaho economy. Camden and Rachel stressed the environmental importance of salmon to local ecosystems, and Diana Yoop illustrated that salmon are critical within Native American culture. If we want salmon recovery to happen, we have to include all three pillars of sustainability and recognize that the issue of salmon for Native Americans is representative of a larger challenge relating to social equity.
Exactly. An open and inclusive dialogue where all the stakeholders have a voice at the table is needed and has been done. Unfortunately, though, the decisions that have been made recently will not bring salmon back from the brink of extinction, which we plan on covering more in the next episode.
To keep that conversation going, we're going to talk again to Diana Yoop, but this time about how education and inclusion are both crucial for salmon recovery and Native American culture.
The way we believe as Indian people is everything is alive. Everything from that little rock to what we call our spiritual animals and the earth. We call earth Mother Earth, which is Soobia, and the creator is what we call Dama'apa, meaning our father. And so that coordination and that unification of those two entities is highly respected within our people and everything that comes with it.
As Diana explains, the Native American people hold a deep reverence for nature. But I asked her, how can we translate this environmental respect into modern education?
Personally, as a sociologist, I believe that you can't convince somebody to believe in something unless they want to. And so the education of our history is not well known. And so there was pushes in order to have people be educated in a history. Unfortunately, the history that's in the school book doesn't tell a correct story. And so young people are being taught about these wild Indians, and they're not being taught the respect that we have or taught about the beauty of our culture. And so it's really difficult to teach someone about the respect of a culture that has values for the animals, the earth, the trees, the sky. It's hard for people to acknowledge that these things have life and how we revere in that life. It's very difficult. But I think in order to have that happen, let the Native people teach it. And so now we have Indian educators who are trying to do that.
As Diana explains, Native American culture isn't being properly shared. However, this isn't just a problem between Native and non-Native people, but it's also an issue within Native communities themselves.
Once the government came in and moved us into different reservations, different lands, then our history started to be lost amongst our own people, and that's really, really sad. So it's just not Native American and non-Indian. Unfortunately, a lot of it is not being shared amongst our people.
Undoubtedly, there is a lot to learn from Native American culture. They've been able to sustainably manage environmental resources for a very long time. For Native Americans, caring for the environment is not an inconvenience or an afterthought like it is for many of us, but rather it's an intrinsic and fundamental part of their spirituality. If more of Western society adopted these principles, achieving sustainability would be far easier.
Right, and Diana told us about an important court case, which highlights how more consideration and education on Native American culture is needed, both within society, but also within state and federal agencies.
One of our tribal people was in the Yankee Fork of the Salmon, and what he did was hunting for salmon. State Fish and Game cited him for fishing for salmon. And so he came back to the reservation, and the tribal government got wind of what happened there. And so there was a law firm here, Pocatello, and they took on the case pro bono, meaning they didn't get paid for it. They went to court, and the state, their argument was that this Native American, he was fishing for salmon out of season. And the tribe says, no, he wasn't. We have a treaty right, the 1868 Fort Bridger Treaty right. In that, it says that we have the right to hunt and gather on unoccupied lands of the United States. And the way that the tribes proved it, they brought in some anthropologists and archaeologists from here, Idaho State, and then they brought in a linguist. They're all non-Indian people. And the linguist went in there, and he testified before the state Supreme Court. The treaty, when it was written, was not really understandable because it was done in the English language. And so the canons of construction for the treaty is that the treaty has to be understood and interpreted the way that the tribal people understood it at that time. So within our treaty, it says that we have the rights to hunt and gather on any unoccupied land of the United States, which means federal land. So where this young man, where he was fishing, was on federal land, it's Forest Service land. We hunt salmon. We don't fish for salmon. We hunt for the fish. And that's the way how we practice. We don't go with a pole waiting for the fish to take the line. We physically hunt them. We go into the rivers and we force them out of where their hiding places. And our spear, you know, we take them and sometimes we don't get any fish with that big long spear because it's like maybe 12, 15 feet long. And so that case is called the State versus Tinno. And our tribes, we protect that case. That establishes our right, Native people, to practice our ways and how it deals with the salmon.
Thanks very much to Diana Youp for talking to us about this challenging topic. If you want to hear our full interview with Diana, go to the KISU website and then to the Sustainable Idaho program link.
Sustainable Idaho airs Tuesday morning at 7:35. Thank you to our partners, the Portneuf Resource Council and ISU Sustainability Club. Links to this and past programs can be found at KISU.org.